Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Hello.
Hello. You're listening to Sex with Emily. Are we good?
Yeah, but you're really loud.
What else is new? Okay, we're playing with the sound, but you're listening to Sex with Emily.
Sorry, people.
Sorry.
We're Sometimes having some technical people difficulties. Use a studio.
They shouldn't let people into our studio. That's not really our studio anyway. It's the Stitcher studio. We're at Stitcher.
I know.
And you can download their app for your iPhone or your smartphone anytime you want and listen to Sex with Emily. Especially if you're a Friends Benefits member, you can log in.
All right. Well, that was a good start.
That was a great start. Okay. Everyone's awake now. That's a good thing. Okay, you're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, everything in between. Go to sexwithemily.com, or if you're in your office, it's emilymorse.com, because your boss may not want you going to a sex website and you might be blocked. So anyway.
It's not a really pornographic website.
It's not pornographic at all, but they don't, companies block it if it has sex in the title.
Those cock-blocking bastards.
Those cock-blocking, exactly. They cock-blocked you from Sex with Emily. That sucks so bad. Thanks everyone for listening. Today's show, we're talking about crazy sex accidents. They're just hilarious. Penis and vagina accidents that people get into, women and men with their...
These were the things that I wanted to talk about the other day, and you're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I don't think you explained it right.
What are you talking about? Anyways,
well, I mean, maybe
I'm really excited to hear this stuff.
Yeah, it's really funny. I just was reading some when I was... Yeah, it's funny. So that's today's show, and then tomorrow's Free Friday, so everyone can tune in and listen to the free show.
Hell yeah.
You looked at me. I thought you were going, tomorrow's not Friday.
No.
You had that annoyed, menaced look on your face for a second.
No. I'm good.
Can't wait till people can see your face, too.
Hey, we got to talk to our friends that help us produce the show.
Yes, we will. We'll do that very soon. We'll add it to the list.
That's up to them.
Okay.
If you're listening. The people want it.
People want to see Menace's cute face.
Oh, no.
Yes, they definitely do. You're so cute.
You got to let me know before the camera gets here.
And we've got a poll. Okay, well. And we've got a new... it's not a new poll. It's a poll, an existing poll that's been on the site. We'll have a new poll up tomorrow. But have you ever had a threesome? No, but I'd like to. Yes, but it was not fun. Not my thing. And yes, I'm excited for my next one. So go vote on our poll now because we want to know what you... If you
I like to have somebody jump on my poll right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your poll?
My flesh poll that I'm having currently in the city.
What do you mean?
Sorry, I'm in my kind of like delirious phase. When I get tired, I'm just like all over the place.
But you know, I promise.
No, I just had a problem sleeping.
Oh.
So I'm just going to be here with you.
But I
might sound like a homeless man that's on drugs. All right.
Is that okay? Yeah, it's very San Francisco of you.
I'm just like, whatever. Let's do this. We're in the show. Don't get distracted by me.
I won't.
Let's keep moving forward. Because your face,
you know why I was confronting? Yeah. Because you made, you said something and your face didn't match what you were saying. So I thought that here's coming something negative.
No, out of the corner of my eye, I thought I saw somebody that I knew.
Oh, so you're having hallucinations now?
I was having hallucinations.
You're having hallucinations because you even slept.
Because there's windows by the studios.
How many hours of sleep did you get?
I don't know, like three.
That's not terrible.
But I tried to go to bed early, but there's so many
things. Did your roommate there?
No.
Your roommate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways,
I was out till 1 a.m.
Really? What were you doing?
I was out.
Out stuff if you ain't going to share.
I'm sharing. Okay. I wasn't doing anything crazy. I mean, I was out drinking and having a good time. I went to two parties. I went to a party for this new, really cool bowling alley that's opening in the Mission.
What?
Yeah. It was a party before they opened. It was like for people who wanted to see the space and learn more about it. And whatever.
Thanks for inviting me. I would have loved it.
Yeah, it's cool. And it's in the Mission, and it's a restaurant. Bowling alley hasn't opened yet, but they were like, they're looking for investors or whatever. So
when's it open?
I don't know. I just was eating the food. I wasn't really paying attention to the speeches. I think it's opening probably in the next year, 6 months.
I want to see it.
It's really cool. Bowling alley. But it's like hipster bowling alley, food, beer, yeah. You know, stuff like that. It was a very cool space. And then we drank a lot. And then they have this one of the most like well-known chefs, or the famous chefs in the nation there now. Like, was cooking meals for everyone. At the bowling space. Because it's like this amazing chef attached to the restaurant. Because it's a restaurant and a bowling space.
Yeah. They have one in downtown Los Angeles.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's a fancy bowling place / restaurant.
Right.
It's called LA Live. So if you visit Los Angeles, California, they have it there. And then they have one, I believe, in San Jose, California.
Okay. Yeah.
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 They have about these upscale bowling places.
We have one in the Presidio, but it's not the same thing. That's like a real bowling alley. This is like a hip space.
I can imagine watching you try to bowl.
I'm terrible bowler. Even though I grew up in Michigan and we're supposed to be
bowling. No wonder you weren't listening, because you probably don't love bowling like I do.
Oh, I didn't know you love bowling.
Oh, yeah. My dad was super into bowling when I was young.
Really?
I was at bowling alleys all the time.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Little Menace at the bowling alley. That's
Hell
so
yeah.
cute. I didn't know that. I grew up, my parents were in a bowling league too, but I never got into it. But but I should be a good bowler, because I'm from Michigan, known for like a lot of bowling, but I never did it. I think gutter balls, really bad at it. But I got to do it more. I should embrace my Michigan bowling background. I know. Well, I didn't.
Something fun.
Honey, I didn't
other
know you
than
loved bowling. Drinking
wine and hanging out in stupid cabins
and
all day.
We went,
like, do something that's enjoyable.
And then we went and walked around the Mission and went to Dalma, which is that's been there at 16th in Valencia forever.
Is it cool?
You can smoke
and
cigarettes inside.
No.
It's awesome. And which I smoked a cigarette, which I haven't done in a really long time, and my throat hurts. What?
Why would you do that?
I don't know, because it just looked fun, and but then it makes me sick all day. And I was out with a bunch of friends, and it was super fun. And we were walking around the streets, San Francisco, walking from one place to the next. It was,
I need
like,
to get
fun.
In this bowling alley now.
Okay, I'll take you there. My friend's in charge of the thing, the operation. That's what I did. What'd you do? You were up till 1 a.m. You couldn't sleep? What were you really doing? Are you ready to share?
No, seriously. I just couldn't sleep. I was like really tired yesterday, and then I just went home, and I can't even tell you what I was watching on TV. I was so tired.
Got it.
And really into sharing what I saw on television.
You want to share what you saw on television?
No. I'm really into that, but right. I can't even remember what I was watching.
Okay. Well, I hope you get some sleep tonight. We have to talk about, that we'll be doing a live show at Treasure Island.
Oh,
music festival.
So,
like, it's for real.
You got it locked
it's all
down?
Happening, yeah?
Oh, sweet.
So that, I was thinking about you, because I was thinking in my mind, like, you probably went to some music festival this weekend, or like, but it's not even the weekend. Like, I was thinking just now, because I haven't seen you since 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, you've done some. I'm out of it too. That's not good. You and I have to be.
Yeah,
so no, many, not really out of it. But anyway,
let's keep it together. Treasure Island Music Festival. All right, I'm gonna
break
turn
it down.
Around.
Break it
I'll
down.
Be, I'll be
you're
driving.
Gonna take, you're gonna drive.
I'm gonna take the wheel right now, because I was trying to give you the wheel, and the wheel was all over the place, like a crazy woman. So anyways, this is a really exciting. There's a music festival here. I think it's going to be the fourth year, don't quote me, where they have a music festival on Treasure Island. So Treasure Island is actually an island in the middle of the bay that's in between Oakland, California and San Francisco, California. And they bring on a bunch of acts to play on this island. And it's really cool. And I think the headliners this year are Emperor of the Sun,
yeah,
and Def Cab for Cutie.
I love Def Cab for Cutie.
You would. And apparently you know somebody that's throwing the throw the festival, and they're going to let us do a show there.
Yes, we're going to be doing a show
there. So that's going to be really
cool. We're
going
to have a booth.
So I'm going to maybe try to make some calls and see if I can get anybody famous to stop by.
That'd be awesome. I would love that. So, but people, if you're going or come to San Francisco for this festival, it's amazing. We're going to be there.
Yeah. We can come say hi. All that stuff. Look for us.
Come say hi. And then, it'll be fun. Thanks.
Yeah.
We'll have a good time.
It'll be
I meant to tell you that, but I figure I could just tell you now that it's all happening. And then my book launch party, too, is happening, but I don't want it to be on your birthday. When's your birthday again? October
28th.
Okay. What? I'm avoiding that. Because I'm doing my book launch. It's coming out. It's called Hot Sex. You can pre-order it now on Amazon or wherever, but it's doing a big book party. There's a lot of Sex with Emily stuff coming up that I want people to be a part of.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you going to have performers, DJs?
I don't know. Do you want a DJ?
No, you
have to be there and walk around. Really? Like, I need to plan it. I'm not a big party planner, but I need to plan this party.
I'm helping plan a birthday party for my coworker, for her birthday party.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't you guys do a birthday party together?
Coworker? But I decided I don't want to be a part of it this year.
I don't know who this is. I'm not going to get it.
It should be off anyway.
It should be off anyway. Yeah. Okay.
Are you on drugs? Like, what the hell, man? Like, your ADDDDD has been, like, crazy lately.
I know. Really?
Yeah. It's very hard to, like, get through. It is.
Okay, maybe I should take a few moments.
Let's get together. Just turn off the phone. You and me together. We're doing a show.
Okay.
Turn off. No one's that important. They can talk to you.
It's off. I didn't know it was on. But we were running a little late today. There's a lot going on.
Okay.
There's a lot going on. Okay, you're
right. Maybe we should breathe. What's going on?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just all work, crazy stuff happening, like people shooting.
You always
things
say that stuff, and then you.
Do
give
you want me to
me
break
no
it down?
Details. Break it down.
Okay.
For me.
Really? Like, there's stuff that we can't really talk about, but we are. Can I talk about? I'll talk about it.
There's
can't talk about that. Okay, book coming out, party, the Treasure Island thing, and rewriting a bunch of stuff for the website. There's going to be some cameras here shooting some things and stuff like that. So whatever, boring. So we can get into.
But between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m.
I'm here with you.
I need to
meditate outside the door.
I don't need you to worry about that stuff.
I'm not worried. My brain is
I don't need you to worry about that.
I'm not worried. I feel great.
I'm here with you.
Yeah, but you were sleeping. You told me, and then I think I got.
I was gonna just let you take the wheel and let me comment.
What'd you say?
I was gonna just let you take the wheel and I was gonna comment, but obviously that can't happen.
No, that can happen. But now you're calling. Now you're saying that I'm ADD, and so now I'm really super conscious and trying to be super focused. But it's not gonna. Because now you kind of, and I'm not on drugs. Okay. Let's get into some Sex in the News.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay. And then we've got emails and things like that. Okay.
Cool. I'm calming down. I'm here. I'm here to help.
You're here and you're present. Okay, I'm sweating now. Survey reveals the real reasons couples get divorced. The real reason. According to the 2011 UK survey, the number one reason couples divorce, what do you think it is?
The love is gone.
Yes, they fall out of love, bumping extramarital affairs from its longstanding 8 years to be exact number one spot. Isn't that interesting? It just moved from falling out of love from extramarital affairs, which is what you'd think. Well, so surveys found that couples are more willing to work through a partner's sexual indiscretions than they are through a dry, loveless relationship.
But I think a lot of it, too, is just they don't try. They don't try.
No, exactly.
To.
That's why we... Right.
Because one of them is going to find some other hot chick or hot guy on Facebook, and they're going to be focusing all their energy and their love on that and thinking about their situation and thinking their situation sucks instead of not being online and working on it right there with the person that you married, that you went through all this stuff. And I was actually talking with my assistant today where her and I are going to start being pissed when people get divorced that we went to their wedding. You made us sit through all that crap to get
buy
some
you
free food.
A freaking gift.
All right? Mm-hmm. And then now you get divorced? Like, that's a bunch of crap.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? Like,
I don't know.
Throw a hate party or something or start a hate campaign, hate mail campaign?
Start
against
just
a couple?
Talking shit openly.
Right. Be like, that's.
Be like, really? I had to sit through your boring ass wedding and then you.
Right. I had to go to the church and do nothing.
Your wedding sucked and now you're getting divorced? That is awful.
No, it should be harder to get divorced. It should be harder to get married and divorced, the whole thing. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. You're right. You're absolutely right. And I'm trying to think how many weddings I've been to people divorced. Several, including my parents. Four of my parents' weddings.
Sweet.
Yeah. I attended four of my parents' weddings when I was 25. That was a good time. So anyway, I come from, the divorce. So they I don't know my phone.
No. It's...
Okay. So anyway, I'm surprised. So I have a lot of friends right now who are married. This is what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. And they are going through this whole, what is love? I have my best friend from growing up. She's been with someone for like 10, 15 years. She just commented. She's like, I need to know what love is. Like, I don't understand. Like, they're all like, they've been together mm-hmm. now a while. And it's, you have to work on it. I agree. And that's why we do the show. Cause I really want people to, who have been together a long time to not just throw the relationship in the toilet for some Facebook ex that you.
I know. And that stuff never works out.
It never works out. But you know what the thing is, the weird, I was talking about this last night, is that what they miss is they miss the butterflies that you get when you start dating someone new. So people are addicted to like the newness thing. You don't get that when you're with someone, but that's okay. You rekindle it within your relationship. And you do some of these sex tips that we give every day. And you bring that into your relationship.
It was there's actually a viral video that just started floating around today. I don't know if you heard about it, but it's this old couple. And they're trying to figure out how to take a photo of themselves with the computer. But they accidentally hit record video.
Okay.
So they're just like talking and they're looking through their other photos. And the old man is like, oh, you look really good there. Your hair looks really good. And, you know, you should have, you know, pulled down your dress a little bit and let the boob show a little bit more. And they're like, they're have to be mid-70s.
Okay. That's so cute. Yeah, so it's like the couple going, honey, I can't quite find the button, but it's on. And then they're like.
So they're just going back and forth and they're flirting with each other and stuff like that. It's pretty cute.
It'd be pretty funny if they start having sex right there on the computer.
Yeah.
Too.
Just like type on YouTube, maybe old people can't use computer.
Okay.
And then you'll find it.
I love that.
You can put it up on sexandemily.com, right?
We need to do more stuff like that. That's a great idea. That's cute. Okay. 6 surprising habits that could hurt a man's sex life.
Okay.
I wonder if you're doing any of these, Menace. In the past, erectile dysfunction, which affects 20 to 30 million American men, has been chalked up to factors like anxiety, stress, smoking, and bad hygiene. While Viagra and other pills can offer a solution, there's something else men can do to ensure they perform better in bed. Check their habits. So take bikers, for example. A man who bikes more than 3 hours a week risks damage to certain nerves. A hard bike seat can compress the perineum. Wow. Men who forget to floss their teeth. So flossing teeth is huge, too. Men who forget to floss their teeth increase the bacteria in their gums. You have to floss. Disruptive snoring.
That helps me not get a wiener. A boner. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. That helps you not get a boner. You have, I'm sure you have a wiener, but
I lose my wiener for not you have
to
flossing.
Flossing is huge. It can add 6 or 7 years to your life. Yeah, you lose your erection because you haven't been flossing.
What?
Yeah, flossing is huge. Like that is the most important thing you can do for your health.
Damn.
Doctors say this all the time. Have you ever seen this? Heard studies about flossing?
Yeah.
My family's like obsessed with it. Like you have to floss your teeth, and it's important. And now everyone will, man. Maybe that's the big reason. Mm. Okay. The biggest one. Disruptive snoring or sleep apnea is a red flag too. Men should also be cautious what medicines they're taking. Erectile dysfunction. I mean, antidepressants, blood pressure, lowering drugs is a side effect of many antidepressants, whatever. Serotonin. Lastly, if they have any pelvic injuries or severe trauma. So just eat fresh foods, it says, and do stuff like that. Do Kegel exercises. You can buy my Kegel Camp
basically.
App. Work out, eat well. Yeah. It's all the things that are good for everything, but it's not just what people think.
I told you I stopped drinking soda and I feel so much better
already. So does this mean that you're not having caffeine at all or you're still having caffeine?
When I'm really tired but I need to stay up, I'll have maybe one
Red Bull,
sugar-free. I love sugar-free Red Bull. Ugh. Or I'll have a 5-hour energy.
Right. But that's it. But so
that's
in the morning,
all the
were
rest
you having
is water.
So in the morning, were you drinking sodas too?
Yeah, I would drink sodas all the time, 24/7.
And you just so
I
did you get
soda.
Headaches and was it awful?
No.
How did you not?
What
How
do you
did
mean?
You not have like caffeine withdrawal and all that stuff? Because I want to give up stuff, coffee and.
I'm just like a cold turkey person.
Yeah, I wonder how long it's gonna last. You'll be drinking soda maybe in a few weeks.
No,
you think it's forever. You've done this before. See, that's
no,
what I mean.
No, I've done. I've done things like that before. Like when I want to remember, one day I was like, oh, I'm going to stop eating meat. And I stopped eating meat for a year and a half.
Wow.
I can just.
That's amazing.
I just can cut things off.
You just turn it on and off. You can cut people off too.
Yeah. That's why I don't understand addiction too.
Right.
It's very hard for me to understand.
Because you just like,
dude, just
Just stop.
Yeah, just stop it.
So many psychological things to addiction. Yeah. That's impressive. I'm not great with that stuff. Yeah. I try to quit things and it's hard. I'm working on it. Okay. New Sarah Palin biography. Did she cheat on Todd?
I read about this.
What do you think? Did she cheat? Joe McGinnis' highly anticipated Sarah Palin biography is almost here, and the first leaks are setting the bar pretty high. The National Enquirer reports Wednesday the book describes Palin's alleged drug use and sexual escapades. Who hasn't used drugs and sexual escapades, really? They like, it's not a biography if someone didn't have drug use or sexual escapades.
They said she's done coke. She was doing coke, and she was...
Wow. She smoked marijuana with a professor. Hell good. Yeah. That makes me like her more. She snorted cocaine off an oil drum.
Yeah.
She had a one-night stand with NBR star Glenn Rice, who reportedly confirms the encounter. And she cheated on Todd with his snowmobile dealer and business partner. That's hilarious. Of course it was a snowmobile dealer in Alaska. That's hilarious. I like her more if she does. That makes her more interesting.
She's a human being.
She's human. She's not like this perfect, like, Stafford white Republican.
Perfect. No. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. She smoked. Yeah, I think that's great. Good for Sarah Palin. Whatever. People will like her more. She'll get more votes.
I don't condone the cheating stuff.
No, that's we don't very like whorish, cheating.
But going out and partying and doing coke and smoking weed. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. She go to college. So Sarah Palin, but I guess, people will read it because people love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk deep to me, baby. Baritone voices help women's memory. Apparently, women remember objects that are presented to them more accurately when they are introduced by a deep male voice, as opposed to a higher-pitched male voice. The study conducted by David Smith says that our mate choice and the accuracy of women's memory, that the first time – okay – it shows the first time that a low masculine voice is important both in terms of mate choice and so we choose our mates based on their voice, like men with more testosterone and higher voices.
To remember objects and stuff like that?
To remember objects. Can you just...
That's weird because, you know, if I bring a bunch of girls into a shop that has a gay guy selling stuff, he'll sell everything.
That's
they are listening
true.
To
That's
everything
really good...
he has to say.
Yeah.
And more. He will sell them the entire makeup counter.
Yeah, but they don't have to. Yeah, that's true.
Maybe
that's
they're different. Just in a daze. Like they're not actually
shopping.
Seeing what
we don't
buying.
Talk about shopping here. We're talking about other things. Apparently, women, so the objects from it, but it's like, I think it's like how they learn things and stuff too. Like good memory, like if you're trying to read, if you're trying to learn a new task or something.
So
you
gotta look for teachers with deep voices. Then you actually learn something.
Exactly. But another study from March 2011 has found that when choosing a partner, women believe that the lower a man's voice, the more likely he will cheat.
What?
Deep male voices indicate higher testosterone levels, which are tied to adulterous behavior, according to the researchers. Same thing goes for higher female voices, except for with estrogen levels. They're more likely to cheat. Do I have a high voice? I used to. I mean, do I still have a high voice?
I don't think so.
When I was little, I sounded like I was sucking on helium.
Really?
So wherever I went, people were like, oh my God, you sound like I would talk like this. I have a tape of it somewhere. My voice was like this, and it was really grating, I think, too. It was cute, but then I sounded like Mickey Mouse. But you wouldn't think my voice was high right now.
No,
okay,
I don't
good, because
so.
I don't want to be more likely to be a cheater. we like lower voices. But
the girls with the higher voices, they think are a lot ditzier.
Right.
And then ditzy girls, you always think are cheaters, too.
That's true. I always thought that I had a high voice, but I'm glad I don't anymore. So anyway, that's interesting.
You smoked it away.
I do feel kind of husky right now that I smoked a cigarette. It was really good, though.
Oh, God.
I love it.
Is it?
Smoking is amazing.
Really?
I love it.
Smoke cigarettes
once in your life.
No, when I drink just to be funny because all my friends will be smoking. So then I'll just put a cigarette in my mouth and I'll just put it like all funny different ways. I go, look at me, I'm hella cool right now. Look, I'm cool. And then I'll have like it barely hanging off my lip.
Like your party antics.
Yeah, look, I'm so much cooler than you. And then I go, hey, let me see your cigarettes. And I'll put like all three cigarettes in my mouth. And I'll
You're
just do
life
crazy.
Of the party.
I'm hilarious. But I don't know if I told you this, but
talk to me.
I was out with some radio friends in New York, and when they moved to New York, they got really into smoking cigars.
Yeah,
like
people do that.
That was their thing. And in Times Square, across the street from the W Hotel, is a cigar store. We go there, and they go, oh, yeah, let me buy cigars, and they're like $30 each.
Yeah, they're expensive.
And they go, let me buy you one. I go, okay. So it was two of my buddies. And one buddy had his wife also. So she was smoking one with us, and she's like, "Oh, I'm feeling lightheaded. I can't smoke this." I go, "Oh," and I was, you know, wasted, and I thought I was being funny. I go, "Here, give me your cigar," and I was already smoking my cigar. So I go, "Look at this." I'm smoking two cigars at the same time. Oh my God.
Headache, headset. No,
I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to die. Everything started spinning. I go, "Oh, I got to go." And I went into the W Hotel and I went and puked in the bathroom. And
then
I put my head on the sink. And they said that I was gone for 40 minutes.
Oh, my God. From the smoke, from the
cigar. From smoking two of the cigars at the same time.
Oh, my God. That is so, yeah, that happens totally. Yeah. That happens to smoke. That happens with me because I don't smoke anymore. But when I'm drinking and I smoke, I get nauseous. And my friends won't let me smoke because I get nauseous and weird. And I pass, like, I, like, almost throw up from the smoke because it's that totally makes sense.
But see, the thing is, like,
cigar smoke is even more so.
Yeah.
So when you're drunk and you smoke, it can make you sick.
Yeah, so I go back, back to, like, smoking the cigarettes. That's why I don't understand, because it does nothing for me. Like, I don't go, "Oh, my God, I want to have one."
It's a habit. Yeah? It's terrible. Yeah.
It's bad.
I had to quit that habit.
Isn't it bad for your sex life, too?
Yes, it's terrible for your sex life. It is. Smoking,
but why
anything.
Do people want to smoke after having sex?
Because you want to smoke after everything. When you smoke, you're a smoker. You want to smoke with good things, bad things, happy things, sad things. Like, just anything that happens in your life, it's a habit. Like, you're like, whenever you're having like an extreme emotion, or you're on a phone call, or you're driving, or you're doing something, you're like, "I just want to smoke. Yeah.
Does it actually give you like a high or something?
Yeah, you think that it's calming you down, but it's really not. It's making you more stressed and anxious. But you think it calms you because you've trained your mind to think that it is, that you it's a habit. So you think that it's, but it's making you more stressed. So then the second you, for like a second it might, but then it like, the nicotine, you're giving your body nicotine, and then the nicotine withdrawal is what makes you anxious. So then you want another cigarette, and you crave another one. So really it's the nicotine that's creating this vicious cycle. Mm-hmm.
Does it make you horny?
No, it doesn't.
So why use it?
Because it's when you're drinking and you're
out.
You
ever smoked before?
Before sex?
Before sex,
yeah. I've smoked like before, after, during.
During?
I've smoked during sex for sure. I think that's familiar to me. Like like having a cigarette burning and like having sex. And like, yeah, like I dated a smoker and we were like, smoke before, smoke after. There's something about it. You've never been a smoker. It's just...
No, it's draining. We talked about this the other day.
Oh, my God. I hope my mom never lets you kill me. She doesn't know.
Oh, no.
Oh, just she's fine. She
making out
some.
With the smoker.
It's disgusting. I know. It's horrible. But there's something about... it's just... Yeah. I love them. Like, I see a pack. I'm like, "I love you. We used to be BFF." And I just want to, like, make out with it.
It's gross. Cigarettes.
It's disgusting. Okay, Michelle Williams on practicing her sexy Marilyn Monroe wiggle. Michelle Williams was cast to portray Marilyn Monroe in the upcoming film My Week with Marilyn. The blogosphere exploded with negative criticism. They said that she wasn't physically designed for the role, that she was too thin to portray the curvy, sexy film star, and she couldn't pull it off. So she tells the magazine she tried to match the star's curvy physique by gaining weight, but confided that all the pounds went straight to her face. So she said, "I remember one moment being all suited up as Marilyn and walking from my dressing room onto the soundstage practicing my wiggle. There were three or four men gathered around the truck, and I remember seeing there watching me come and feeling there watching me go." Da 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 da. Anyway.
Who's she again?
Michelle Williams. She's an actress.
What was she in?
Oh, she was married to what's his face who died.
Oh, yeah. But she's not like super famous yet.
She kind of is famous. She's on the cover of a bunch of magazines and stuff, right?
I don't know her.
I can't believe you don't know someone.
If I don't know her, she's
and
not famous.
Speaking of not knowing anything.
And that the guy that died was Heath Ledger, by the way.
Thank you.
I know that.
Good. I was trying to come up with that too. So I have not watched TV yet at all.
You have cable, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. You...
You have to set up my DVR. You were going to do that, and you didn't.
I'm down.
Okay.
But you...
Oh, email me what shows I should start watching. feedback@sexlovely.com.
You have... Because I haven't had cable ever. You know, gatherings to go to. You don't have time for me.
I do have time for you. I've got plenty of time. My whole life is time. That's all I've got. Okay.
Do we got emails from the people?
We got emails from the peeps.
All right. What do the people want to know? feedback@sexlovely.com.
Okay.
If you have any suggestions.
Okay. This is an awesome email. Yeah. feedback@sexlovely.com, or there's a really easy Q&A button on our website that you just go to and you send me an email with your questions, comments, concerns. Mm. Okay. This is an email from Jeff. He doesn't say where he's from, but he emailed me last week and said, you have a very new fan of the show because I put your advice into practice. It's a long story, but it had three very happy endings for her. First time to three. So it was her first time having an orgasm at three. She couldn't wait to look you up online. Okay. So I emailed him and I was like, what happened? Like, I'm dying to know. And he sent me an email about what he learned on the show to give this woman three orgasms.
All right.
Here we go. I almost don't know where to begin. Paying attention to her instead of doing what I thought she wanted. Going slower. Starting gently and building the intensity. Not spending too much time in one place. Forgetting everything that worked with anybody else and concentrating on what worked for her at that moment. Once I was able to stop trying to please her and just worked on doing the things that she responded to, she relaxed and allowed herself to become a sexual being. I still haven't mastered oral sex, but it was good enough for her to want to climb on top and ride me to her first orgasm. She rested for a minute with her head on my shoulder, and then I started moving slowly, and she picked up the motion, and it took a second to finish. It was a lot of different things that I picked up from listening to you, and they all worked together to give her the experience that I wanted from her, for her. She was like, wow, where did that come from? And I said, blame it on Emily. Hope you're well. Know your schedule is crazy, but what you and your team are doing is making a difference. Thanks, Jeff. That is like why I live. This is why I live, and this is why I exist on the planet. Is for this. This woman had three orgasms. She never had orgasm. Like, I want to, like, send her something, a medal.
Send her a medal?
Send her
sex. You should have, like, special stickers.
We are printing stickers, but sex special stickers?
Special stickers.
We are printing our Sex with Emily t-shirts.
Emily gave me an orgasm.
I had sex with Emily, and all I got was a t-shirt, is what the t-shirts are going to say. Don't you love that?
I do.
We've been talking about it for 5 years. But I'm really actually printing them.
Cool.
So anyway, you have nothing to say about that? I think you're giving me the move on look, and I'm giving you the, this is an amazing email look. Like, he did all the things that I talk about, slowing down, paying attention to what she wants. And then she was able to feel more comfortable. He forgot what every woman did in the past. These are like tips that these are like all my tips encapsulated one. I don't even know this guy.
You should post that on sexwithemily.com.
I really should.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll move on now.
Okay.
Hi, Emily and Menace. I love this show, so I'm going to get straight to the point. My boyfriend and I have been discussing our fantasies. One of my fantasies is to have a threesome with another woman and him, but I have rules. I want it to be with someone we don't know, no kissing, and she has to leave as soon as we're done. Pretty much with no emotional attachment. Am I asking for too much? How do you initiate a threesome, and how do you find a ready, available, and attractive female without having to pay for it? From Michelle.
You read that the
I did?
Other day.
Did yeah. I read? Why is it on here again?
I don't know.
I did. It sounded really familiar.
But we went, just in case people missed it. It's just,
it sounded so familiar, but yeah. I was thinking it was like when, okay, we did.
But we can recap it real quick. We kind of suggested, we suggested that it would probably be right as a female, if you're the one, trying to get the other female, it would be probably pretty easy for you.
Yeah. But never go with,
Yeah, with somebody that you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just somebody. Somebody random. There's websites that I'm sure you can find somebody.
Adult friend finder.
Yeah, but if you're not into like the people that probably do that all the time, then I would kind of, you know, just go to some bars.
Go to some bars. Go to some play. But I mean, in San Francisco, we have like play parties. Like my intern Alicia talked about last week when she went on.
I don't know where did it say where
doesn't
they live?
Say where it she does, lives, but okay. I'd be happy to email Michelle. If you email me, I will send you some things. There might be some things in your city. Every city has like swingers or people who
I know, but sometimes you're just like, you know what? I don't want to have the bisexual chick that's done this a billion times.
Right? You just want some, right. Well, you're talking about from a guy's perspective, you'd want a chick who hasn't done it before.
Yeah. No, not that she hasn't done it before, but she's not like out there.
Right. Screwing a bunch of couples and
she's like in all the clubs and all that stuff.
Right. I think you just have to put it out there and be glad that you guys are open to it, and it'll happen. It'll happen. It might not happen like tomorrow. It's not the kind of thing that you can orchestrate, but I think it would happen soon enough if you start. You'd be surprised what can happen late at
Stay
night.
Off Craigslist, though. Don't
stay
go.
Off Craigslist.
Don't do Craigslist.
Okay. Hey, Emily, I'm a new listener, and I've been catching up on past episodes. There was one I specifically interested in, the dating advice and asking women out in the office. I found the advice to be helpful as I'm a little bashful in this area. You're just do it. If she says you aren't any worse off than before point was not completely accurate. I won't present myself as a typical male, but if a guy is like me, he meets more women through work than anywhere else. Asking out the wrong woman could get him a very unpleasant trip down to HR and reputation as the office tail chaser. To be on the safe side, I don't ask women out I work with, although I do not think there should be rules against workplace dating. What if you find your one true love in the next door cubicle, but the workplace does complicate things and can be all sorts of consequences?
Maybe well, it's up to your company. I know all about this.
Menace sleeps with everyone in his office. So yeah. What do you think, Menace? What are you saying? No, you don't sleep with everyone in your office anymore.
No, I never do that.
You've said it.
There's some companies don't have policies, but some do.
I just say that I think I get that, yeah, right. Some you check your company policy, but meet people at work. That's where you meet more people, I think, is you're likely to meet people more through work.
Yeah, this is the deal. Unfortunately, you're a man. It is extremely touchy. Like, you could be hit with a sexual harassment suit very easily. I'm not saying that men don't sexually harass women, because they do. I know from personal experience, not me doing it to anybody, but I know cases that it's happened. But as a man, you have to be very, very careful. You have to make sure that they are really interested. Like, if you want to hang out with one of your coworkers, invite them to like a group setting.
Right. Okay. Like, I've never worked for companies, so I don't really know. I'm just like, if you like her.
Don't act. No. Don't do that, because you might get caught up. So what you do is do a group setting. It's a Friday.
Drinks, happy hour.
Happy hour, a couple, invite, you know, everybody in the building. And then you maybe get to know them a little bit better. They show interest there. Then you're most likely, you're good.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you could get wasted at the happy hour and take her home or something.
And take her home. Maybe that'll be your master plan. If all that stuff that you do has to be like a group setting.
Right. Okay. So it really is.
Where you find out where
companies
really
have policies against people dating still.
There's a lot.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot.
Never worked for a company, really. Ever. Never.
Yeah. I worked with nothing but companies. So
isn't that funny? We've had totally, but you've had the whole corporate like experience. Yeah.
So that's why I'm always, that's why you and I have always so many issues, because I work for so many companies. I have to go through so many policies, go through so many programs.
You're right. That's why we have issues.
Yeah. I go through like FCC training, all this stuff. And then you just want to throw all that stuff out the door. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't say this? What do you mean you can't do that? I'm like, because it's
a
policy.
He's referring to when I was on the radio live, terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
This was assigned to my show. And I was like, I can't say masturbation 800 times in 5 minutes.
No, you can't.
I went through FCC training.
You didn't read it.
I did.
No effing way you read
it. Yes, I read it. I did read it. I think not. I did read it. I did read it. FCC.
Lies.
Yes. But now we can swear and stuff, so it's so much better. Okay. So, yeah, workplace dating. But I do have to say that most people meet, they're meeting online, and the second most popular place they meet is at work.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Just be careful about it.
It just sucks, because if it does end at work, you know, you still have to see that person.
Right.
So make sure the person that you date is really cool. Fortunately, every girl that I've hooked up with,
in
a work situation, I've made sure that they're cool.
How many really at your office have you hooked up with?
What?
How many at your office have you hooked up with?
What are you talking about?
Oh, God. You said it, Menace. That's how I get my information.
I can still count them on my hand.
One hand?
Maybe I need another one?
You've been at the company a long time, so what's a guy going to do? Okay, Emily.
Hey, I got nothing but time over there.
I know. Okay, this is kind of a long one, but it's good. I wonder if we should get into this. I think I might save this till tomorrow and get into our sex tips.
Okay,
because
good.
Really like this one, but I think I want to get into the crazy sex, vagina, and penis accidents.
No, this is what I've been waiting for.
Okay.
Please tell me something.
Okay, here's the vagina accidents first.
Okay. Everybody, Google blue waffle right now.
Go ahead. Blue waffle?
Yeah.
Why?
Don't do it.
Okay.
But they're going to do it anyway.
Okay, whatever. Okay. All right. Crazy vagina and penis accidents. Vagina. Ready? Number one.
Uh-huh.
One woman was admitted to the ER complaining of abdominal pain. When doctors took a closer look, they discovered an entire chicken in her vagina.
No way.
She explained that she was not able to have children. I was hoping the chicken would turn into a baby.
That's something you do when you're super high, right?
Right, probably. You're like, maybe this chicken will turn into a baby. Yeah, maybe. They're not saying if these people are on drugs or not.
Yeah.
Or super drunk. Okay, number two. Beware of the ski douche. This is a polite way of explaining what happens when a water skier falls backward in the water with such great speed and force, it causes a flood of water to rush into the vagina and cause lacerations. Some of these are not that pleasant.
Oh, that sucks.
Ouch, that would hurt.
Yeah.
Some of these make you, but they're kind of funny and interesting. And things, these are, this is actually useful for people, like what not to do, but be careful. Like, don't stick a chicken in your vagina, for example. Okay. An elderly woman complained she had vines growing out of her vagina. It was a vine growing from the potato plant in her vagina. She put it in there to keep her sagging uterus in place. She put a potato in her vagina, and then the vines
started growing?
Yeah.
Oh. Where the hell did you get this information?
These are all true. I've heard about this. Like, we got them online, but I heard, I mean, I know doctors who talk about the emergency room. There's always, like, every night there's crazy people
stuff
crazy
women
in their butt.
It's all crazy women.
Wait till I get to the penis, okay? Number four, Allison Henry's vagina literally fell out of her body when she was wiping herself. This condition is technically known as the vaginal prolapse.
What?
Yeah, her vagina just fell out. Yeah. Okay, a Florida woman caused a serious car crash when she decided to shave her vagina while driving.
Who does that? Was she on a date or something? She was on her way.
She was on her way to Key West where she'd be vacationing with her boyfriend, but her ex-husband was in the passenger seat.
What? Cheating bitch.
Happens in Florida, though. That doesn't surprise me. Okay. A woman checked into the ER with pelvic pain. Doctors removed a set of car keys from down there. She didn't want her boyfriend taking the car, so she hid him in a place where he never goes.
Oh, my God. Very bright. Very
painful. Bright. Painful. These are painful. These are, like, hard to read. Okay. A woman made her OBGYN sweat when an x-ray revealed that her vagina was locked and loaded. Okay, ready? The doctor performed emergency surgery so the woman wouldn't shoot her uterus, only discovered that it wasn't actually a gun. It was a cigarette lighter shaped like a gun, a companion to the crack pipe also in her vagina.
Ugh.
So she stuck crack in the thing. Yeah. People, don't stick things in your vagina. People, but they're all fucked up, that the woman.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? We're on to the penis accidents now.
Well, see, now the penis thing is just like, oh, he stuck his wiener there. He stuck his wiener here. Watch. Okay, tell the stories.
Indian boy claims that while cleaning his fish tank, he had to pee. Rather than put the tiny fish down, he took it to the potty with him, and it swam upstream into his penis. ER doctors could catch a slippery fish with forceps, but they had to hook it like a kidney stone and pull it out. Doesn't that make you hurt?
Wait, a fish swam up. Ugh, what the hell?
How does it do that?
That's scary.
Isn't that scary?
Yes.
Okay.
Go on.
In 2007, a 30-year-old Australian man wasn't paying attention on the job, and now he may not be able to get the hand or blow kind. The sawmill worker got his woody caught in the log moving mechanism. Yeah, he got it caught in the log. He got it caught and got it cut off in the log moving.
All right, so he was at work.
Yeah,
and he was at the log cutter, and then he sawed off his own wiener.
Yeah, got caught. I don't know how that happens. How does that happen?
Well, if you're working around machinery, your clothes can get caught on a lot of stuff. That's
why. Have you had penis accidents?
I haven't had a penis accident, no.
Okay, I'm just curious. I thought I should ask you.
I've definitely been, like, skateboarding. I hit myself in the penis.
Right.
Where it would just be, you know, the board will pop up and hit me. But nothing, like, too drastic.
Okay.
No.
Okay, while a secretary was giving him his head in his car, a delivery truck accidentally hit the vehicle. As she was thrown off him, she bit down and took the penis flying with her. She bit off his penis.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, so that's all roadhead. Why is she using teeth anyways? Roadhead, not a good idea. Well, he hit someone, and she bit it off. Like, she wasn't using teeth, but he got in an accident. She was giving him oral sex.
I understand. I'm just thinking of... Man, there was so much force.
Yeah,
there.
Like maybe she was deep-throating it at that time.
Damn.
I don't know. She cut it off with her. Yeah, so be careful with roadhead, even though it seems
appealing. I wonder if they could reattach it.
Doesn't say.
It did
It doesn't give us the whole, like, what happened. It just tells us these
things. It did with John Wayne Bobbitt. They were able to put his wiener back on it, and then he ended up doing porno.
Porn. Hilarious. Yeah. John Wayne Bobbitt. Does everyone know about the Bobbitt story?
I don't know if everybody.
I don't know. When she, Lorraine Bobbitt...
Lorena Bobbitt
was
a crazy biatch, and she she chopped off her husband's wiener, ran out the house with it, drove down the street, threw it onto the side of the road, and police were able to show up enough time, find his wiener, put it on ice, and they were able to reattach it.
Right.
And this guy, you know, he didn't have any normal job. He was, like, kind of a loser, so... he wasn't able to get a corporate gig after that, so he ended up doing porn.
Yeah, that's what happens. Everyone does that, right? Mm-hmm. Eventually, except for us. Okay, got it. That's a great story. Okay.
Don't count me out.
What year was that? Did that happen? Like, in the, I feel like it was like it was the 90s, 80s.
It was the 80s, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. A man, a poor victim of a street game assault went into ER with bad abdominal ache 3 days later. He had avoided seeking medical care because he was an illegal worker in India. Doctors couldn't figure out what the problem was until they x-rayed his penis. Apparently, the thug shoved a 2-inch nail up his urethra.
Oh, no, don't say that.
I know, these are really actually, these are, yeah.
It's not good.
Okay, a man decided to surprise his love with a flower stuck in his penis. He plucked a geranium from the garden and inserted the stem up his urethra. Unfortunately, the hairy fibers on the stem tore his urethra to shreds and he needed to have surgery. Oh, why are people so dumb?
I don't know.
These are hard. I need a break from these because they hurt my penis. I don't even have a penis. Like, it's painful. No. Okay. A Chinese man had the good fortune of becoming the first penis transplant recipient.
What? No way.
The 44-year-old man was blessed with a new penis from a guy half his age. But although the transplant was a success, the surgeon reported he had the new package removed because of the wife's psychological rejection as well as the swollen shape of the transplanted penis. He had it removed. She rejected it. His wife psychologically rejected the new penis. She wasn't down. But it doesn't say why he had to have a new penis.
Hold on. So I'm missing a penis.
And she I
get a new penis.
Yeah,
and then my wife doesn't like it, so I have to get rid of the new penis?
Yeah.
Bitch, I don't have a penis. I understand that you don't.
I know, but she didn't like it.
But this is what I need
happy
as a
wife,
man.
Happy wife, happy life. Haven't you ever heard that?
No.
Happy wife, happy life.
I'm getting a new wife with my swollen, fat penis. Right. My half my age penis. I'm going
psychological.
Out.
Psychological. Take some Prozac. What's the problem?
I'm going out in the town in China. I'm banging so many chicks. I'm the guy that has the new penis, everybody. Hello. And I'm ready. I'm in town and I'm ready to pound.
He got a new penis from a guy half his age.
Yeah. I would dump that bitch so quick. So quick.
Right.
If she made me remove my new penis.
I understand.
F that, man.
I know. Who are these people?
It's just more proof that women are the devil.
We're the devil, but we are also
what?
Like, I just women, what? We rule the world. We really
are
do.
Are you?
Yeah, we really do. Have you ever heard that though? Like, happy wife, happy life. Like, it's really
true.
I know so many guys who are like, they just
being down guys. Just being down, like they just don't want to hear it anymore.
What was that text that you email that you sent?
Oh,
me
I just sent you an email. It was going back to it's a different subject. But
it was something about women, some negative thing. It was some. Reminded me of your going off on your "I hate women" rant. It was connected to that.
This
so my AD just connected two scenarios that are similar.
It's not really that similar, but it was a thing where I was saying
only have
about
a few penis accents left. So tell me the
story. About celebrity women when they become successful, when they started getting more movie roles and more in the public eye, they always dump their man. And what I sent you before the show was there's an article about Anna Faris, who's an actress. You might have seen her in like Scary Movie.
Right.
She does in a lot of I don't know, a lot of movies.
Right.
But she has admitted, she goes, yeah, when I started getting more successful, I had a better career. That's why
men do it too. They dump their wives and they date women half their age.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Is they become more successful? Yeah, they do. No. All the time. They get more money. They get more successful. They cheat. They have affairs and they date women that look like their wives and half their age.
Okay. They may do that, but I'm just focusing on women celebrities and saying that it happens every single time.
Only with women celebrities or women business people as well? You think it's just women
celebrities? Maybe it happens in women business people, but women business people are not on TMZ and
true that.
All these other things.
So women get successful and they dump the guy. Yeah, because he's lazy and sitting around living off of her.
Oh, God.
Maybe.
It was all good before she was famous. Like, they were in a relationship and they both had, they were on equal.
Success. Why is he just sitting around waiting for her to, like, bring home the bacon?
I mean, it's not that easy to get movie roles. I'm sorry. If he's an actor, or maybe
it.
Just has
not
a regular job, though. What's wrong with that? That now he has to try to get on her level just because now she's getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. We don't, but I'm just saying.
And men, a lot of times, maybe it's the guys that can't handle it. Maybe they can't handle a successful woman. That happens a lot, that men are very intimidated. by women who are successful.
Believe me, I would embrace a successful woman.
You would.
I would totally embrace it. I'm like, go do your thing. Hell right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my lady's the CEO of blah, blah. I know. I love that.
I know. I like guys who are into that. That's cool. I mean, that's...
Unfortunately, I can't find one, but I'm just saying.
You can't. Because you're... And you got to move outside your office place. Find women that you don't work with. Sorry, I love that topic. Is that bad to say? No one listens.
No,
okay.
I don't care.
I'm not kidding. That was years ago, right? That you did that? Okay. Yeah. A 34-year-old man injected a cocaine solution into his penis.
Yes.
Unfortunately, he developed blood clots and gangrene that resulted in 9 fingers, both legs, and his penis being amputated.
Ugh.
So don't inject cocaine into your penis.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs. And
what
don't
about
inject
if I dip
penis.
My penis into alcohol? What would happen? Would I get drunk?
No.
You sure?
I don't think so.
I'm gonna hit up Dr. Drew about that one.
You should.
Because you can take in alcohol anally
and get drunk
and get wasted. Yeah.
I don't even try. I don't even know. I don't even want to know. Okay. You'll like this one. A man in Tijuana probably had too much tequila because he wanted to get a circumcision.
No.
As an adult.
No.
The man accidentally cut his whole penis off.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's what we got for you. Those are your crazy penis and vagina accidents. If you got any of your own you want to share, email us feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Well, there's like some people that slip and then things go up their butt.
Yep.
That's
I've heard
sucks.
That too. We could do crazy butt accidents too. I bet a lot of people stick things up their butt.
Oh yeah, they do. There was in Jackass, they did it on purpose.
They did. I hate Jackass. It's so not my humor. What did they do?
They shoved a toy car up their butt, and then they went into the doctor's
so
office.
Not funny.
They went into the doctor's office, and they go, "Oh yeah, I'm having some having some problems, like some." Down there, like, I don't know, maybe I need an x-ray. And so they show the doctor looking at the x-ray. And they go, it seems that you have a toy car up your ass. See, you're laughing.
I'm laughing.
You're laughing. You like it.
I don't think it's funny.
Yeah, you do.
I don't think it's funny. I don't. Men love butt humor. And I was dating a guy not too long ago that was like, that was his humor. And everyone was like, he's so funny. You should date him. He's so funny, Emily. Da, da, da. And I dated him. And I was like, literally, it was like ass jokes and like butt jokes and like stuff like that. And same thing.
I like it. Not funny. It's not too raunchy.
But that's such dudes.
Like
you guys
raunchy,
sit around.
Though.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
But
sticking a toy car up your butt.
But if it's toy cars up the butt, that's not raunchy.
Ow, that's not funny. And Jackass isn't funny. Jackass makes me hurt watching that. Okay, that's all we got for you today.
Yes.
Anything
right.
else you want to say?
No, I'm really excited. Tomorrow is Free Friday, and we are also at the Stitcher Studios, STITCHER. Get the app for your phone. It's free.
It's
and you
free.
Can listen to Sex with Emily wherever you go. That's how I listen to the show.
Right.
When I'm walking down the street, I can listen to it on my iPhone.
That's awesome.
And you can also download the podcast at sexwithemily.com.
Right.
And
yeah, that's cool. Okay, awesome.
Oh, and do me a favor.
Yeah, I'll do anything for you.
I want to do a test.
Okay,
with the listeners, when they Google white menace, do like Google white menace has a big cock. Just do that. Just keep on doing that. So when next time, like some girl tries to Google me,
right.
That's the thing that's going to pop up.
I had a dream about you last night.
What?
I just remembered.
No way.
Yeah, that it wasn't about your white man. I just remembered that it was a movie that was screening and your name, it was like some big film that came out.
Yeah.
And in the credits, it said white menace, something, something about you, like as the thing. It had nothing to do with the movie, but you got like somehow, because you're always getting your name, doing stuff. Like, I don't know. It was like this huge deal that your name was like, but it had a sentence about you, but I don't remember what it said, but it was like, I was like, how did menace get into this movie?
You were so jealous.
I was jealous, and I was like, why does he do that? How does he get everywhere? Anyway, I talked about you. That's a story.
That was an awesome story.
You know what I hate? People share dream stories. They're never interesting and never get them. So when I was going to start telling it, I wasn't going to tell it, but I wanted to tell you that. I do dream
Thank
about you
that you're dreaming about me.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.